This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports on location so they can be instantly heard by your fans or followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning, so you can listen offline. Lots of new research in the field this week, and also a couple of unusual stations. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta. It's coming up soon, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. September 29th, in Atlanta, of course, and Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. Also, we will reveal the winners of the prestigious Rain Internet Radio Awards and bestow the winner plaques. This year, we introduced a new category for Best Podcast. The awards ceremony is always a highlight of the event. For more information and to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. CBS Radio launched an interesting new streaming station this week called CBS Radio Sports Roundup. It's a 12-hour daily hosted internet-only program that jockeys live sports talk feeds from 15 major market stations. At a time when radio is taking the opportunity to repurpose content for podcasts, this project repurposes live content as it's happening. It's not sporting events, but sports talk chat on stations all over the country. There are three DJ shifts. They're not really DJs, of course, but it feels like that as each one throws from one live feed to another, depending on what's happening in each, such as key interviews. This station is up and running at RadioRoundup.com. Here's another new piece of programming, winner of the Strange Station Programming of the Month, if we had such an award. It comes from Philadelphia's smooth jazz station JJZAM, which will combine music with live updates of Pope Francis's U.S. visit. That means event schedules, interviews, although probably not with His Holiness, even traffic and weather updates affecting the papal tour. These popish bulletins will be mixed in after every song. Did we mention smooth jazz and the Pope mashed into one station? All right, then. Westwood One, the content development and syndication arm of Cumulus Media in the U.S., did a study about how people listen to podcasts. One interesting result is about the length of podcasts. The shorter the podcast, the more likely listeners will listen to the full podcast. Obvious, right? Well, yes, but the podcasting space is filled with long shows of 45 minutes, 60 minutes, and longer. The study put some statistics against that trend, revealing that less than a third of listeners make it through entire programs that are between 20 minutes and 60 minutes long. Very short programs, though, 1 to 7 minutes, enjoy a 58% completion rate, nearly twice as high. It's worth noting that this show usually clocks in at 7 minutes. Another point of the research is that podcast listeners are super audio consumers who average 6 hours and 12 minutes of audio listening every day. That is much more audio listening than the U.S. national average of 4 hours and 17 minutes. Yet another piece of research came out this week investigating the relationship between piracy and freemium music services. The availability of free music services decreased the likelihood of pirating music for 41% of the freemium users surveyed. The rate was higher, 54%, among the respondents aged 18 to 34. Cal Innovates, an advocacy organization for tech and public policy, sponsored the study. The survey pointed to high royalty rates as potentially threatening the existence of freemium tiers. Those are the royalty rates charged by record labels to internet radio stations. 2 in 5 respondents said a drop in the number of freemium platforms would increase piracy. And still more science about how people listen. Nielsen has released highlights of its 360 Music Report for 2015. The company reviewed several elements of how the U.S. listens to music and how much money it puts into different parts of the industry. The data showed that 74% of Americans listen to music online in an average week, while 44% are listening to tunes on a smartphone every week. Cost was the top reason for listeners in selecting a streaming service, and it was one of the top two reasons for people to not subscribe to a streaming music service. Here's how that works. 46% said that streaming subscriptions were too expensive, and 42% said that they could stream free of charge, so why bother subscribing to a music service? In fact, 78% of respondents said they are only somewhat likely or are very unlikely to pay for a streaming music subscription in the next 6 months. Nielsen also looked at music discovery. AM/FM radio came in on top of the many ways that consumers learn about new music, with 61% of respondents saying they like radio for that. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. All of his music can be found on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.